Hi there, and welcome to the Engage Customer Podcast, where you'll discover the latest insights, opinions, and trends within the industry. This podcast is proudly sponsored by Salesforce, the world's number one service platform. With Salesforce, you have a 360-degree view of your customers, empowering agents and making interactions easy for your customers. The result? Deeper customer relationships built on intelligence, empathy, and trust. Visit sfdc.co/customer-service to find out more.
Today, our editor, Lizzie Acas, is delighted to be joined by Louise Ferguson, Executive Assistant to the CEO at Henshaw Society for Blind People and case study presenter at our 2019 Customer Engagement Transformation Conference. Louise was instrumental in the development of the Henshaw's First Step service, a Matrix-accredited information, advice and guidance service for people with visual impairment and other disabilities, their caring networks and professionals in the sector. Previously, Louise worked as a strategic lead at a local community development trust, sponsorship consultant for the Cooperative Group and in a number of marketing roles.
Hi Louise, it's lovely to speak with you today. You are the PA to the CEO at Henshaw's, and it was great to hear you speak about your case study, using customer engagement to improve lives for people living with sight loss and a range of other disabilities at our Customer Engagement Transformation Conference in July. Today we're going to be delving a little deeper and expanding on some of the key points that you made in your case study talk. And if you're ready, let's get started.
Yeah, thank you.
Lovely. So just to kick us off, can you please introduce Henshaw's for our listeners who may not be familiar?
Yes, Henshaw's is a Northern-based charity. We work primarily with blind people, but we also support many others with other disabilities as well. About 50% of people with sight loss or visual impairment actually do have other disabilities. So that's our sort of charitable aim, really. We're one of the oldest charities in the North. We're 183 years old, and we were established by a legacy from a gentleman called Thomas Henshaw, and he wanted to establish a blind asylum for young people in the Greater Manchester area, and that was sort of the start of our charity, really. We employ around 440 staff. And just to give you an idea of how much we've grown in the last few years, that's a 33% increase from just 3 years ago. We're classified as a large charity, so we do have a turnover over £10 million. We do have a specialist college. We have housing services, so we actually have people living on our premises and we provide care to them. We actually have an arts and crafts centre where people do arts, people with disabilities enjoy making arts, and we have our community services where we engage with most of the blind people across Greater Manchester and also throughout the UK.
Lovely, thank you. And can you just talk us through Henshaw's values?
Yes, we have a real set of values that we work with. Our brand is very much about helping people to go beyond expectations, and that's something we live and breathe. So our staff are really expected to go beyond expectations for the people they work with, and also we're expecting for the people who we work with to actually go beyond expectations in terms of what they expect to achieve. So our values are about being informed. And we always aim to increase our knowledge for experience, expertise and history. Sharing, we do have a desire to exchange experiences and ideas with others. Being proactive, helping and supporting individuals. Being inspiring through life-changing impact for the people we support. Being compassionate, displaying empathy and understanding throughout everything we do. And most importantly, being empowering people and supporting individuals to reach their full potential. So they're the values we live and breathe every day.
Fantastic, thank you. And just following on from that, in your talk you mentioned the increasing need for organisations such as Henshaw's moving forward. Can you tell us more about this?
Well, particular visual impairment, it's sort of a growing problem. We've got an ageing population, we've got a reducing state support. So organisations like Henshaw's are absolutely crucial to provide support for people that may not know where to go to. So we want to be the go-to place for people with visual impairments and other disabilities. And I know that we're just one charity supporting visual impairment, but there's lots of others out there as well, and with the problems that I've just discussed, such as an increase in prevalence in different disabilities, an ageing population, it's absolutely crucial that organisations are there to provide that safety net for people.
Great, thank you. And just moving on from that, can you tell us about Henshaw's award-winning pathway to independence that you mentioned in your talk?
Yes, absolutely. We've gotten an award-winning pathway, which we're really proud of. And basically, it's acknowledged within the industry as being a best model of support for people with visual impairments. And it translates to lots of other disabilities as well. And it is something that we have licensed to other charities. So the first part of what we do is called How Can We Help You? And that's our customer engagement centre. They're sort of like down the phone, answering emails, and they tap people into much, much needed support, whether that's within Henshaw's or with external agencies. And if we don't offer people what we need, we put them in touch with our partner organisations. So that could be statutory services, other charities. So the support they provide is absolutely crucial. The next part of the pathway is Let's Make a Plan. And this is where our specialist team work with people to assess their individual needs and provide a tailored plan to meet their individual specifications and requirements and help them achieve their aspirations for the future. Then we have an Independence Matters programme, and that's very much our training programme that we provide to people. So we help them to develop the core skills they need to help them live independently. We help to embrace, build their confidence and increase their employability and basically improve their overall well-being. So it's very much a skills programme that we have, which includes a plethora of skills that we sort of try and encourage people to have. And everything that we've got is designed to build independence for people. And the last part of it is our Friendship Matters programme. Now that's our social group networks and where people come together. Real friendships are established and peer-to-peer support's offered. So that's our pathway to independence.
Brilliant, thank you. And in your talk, you also spoke about Henshaw's Knowledge Village. Can you explain what this is and what it's used for, please?
Yeah, we're sort of in a transitional stage at the moment. What we're trying to do is everything that we know, all of our knowledge, all of our skills that we've actually learned over the many years of working with people with visual impairment and disability, we're trying to share that in a digital space with people. So we're translating all of our resources and actually adopting a triangle of care strategy, which means it's for professionals, it's for carers, it's for families, and it's for people with visual impairment themselves. And it will be the go-to place for their knowledge and information. So what we have on there at the moment, you can explore our videos, our blogs, our resources, our ebooks, you can download. And basically, we're hoping that long-term it will have all of our information and guidance on there. But at the moment, it's a great resource that we've got, and people can learn about apps, technology, but we are hoping that it will just grow and expand and it'll have everything that we know on there in the future in a digital space.
Brilliant, thank you. And just to summarise really, can you talk about the key things that Henshaw's achieves with the people that uses its service?
Well, the key things that we aim to impart with people are knowledge, so they know, understand far better all the supports available to them, more about their eye condition, more about the disabilities, and actually give them the powers to help overcome them. So with that knowledge will grow confidence, because confidence and self-esteem are so important for people with disabilities to help them sort of think they can do things and overcome their barriers. And the other key things we aim to impart are skills and independence. So build their skills up so they can sort of tackle things, such as going outside can be terrifying for somebody with a visual impairment. So we will learn them things like orientation, using iPhone technology or Android technology. These things like right here technology where beacons can show people where they're going. There's lots of resources out there. So we're trying to build their skills up. And then the long-term aim is to make people have increased independence to live as independently as possible and go beyond expectations.
Lovely, thank you. And just to finish off, as you've already talked about the Knowledge Village, which sounds absolutely fantastic, but can you give us any hint into what else we might be able to expect from Henshaws in this area moving forward?
Well, we have a proposal into the Manchester Devolution, the clinical commissioners, and it's basically, at the moment, there's lots of different services throughout Greater Manchester. And Visionary, who is our industry membership body, have selected Henshaws to be the strategic partner for services in Greater Manchester and bring everything together under one umbrella. It will reduce the postcode lottery. And what the aim of the proposal is to actually be the single point of access for people with visual impairments. And that's whether the diagnosis, a certificate of visual impairment or not, and be the go-to place, the people can go to for visual impairment for any questions that they have, and to tap them into any of the statutory bodies or give them any information they need. And it will be the single place to go to for the 75,000 people living with sight loss in Greater Manchester. So that's a great ambition for us, and hopefully one that you'll be seeing quite soon.
That sounds brilliant. Thank you. Those are all of the questions that I have for you today. I hope everyone listening has enjoyed this discussion. Thank you for tuning in. And thank you so much again, Louise. It's been lovely to speak with you and hear more about this.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.